Another volatile political discussion. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal is out with a video. He's now saying the Prime Minister is quote unquote frustrated and rattled. He's even telling his party workers, ye kuch bhi kar sakte hain, hume marwa bhi sakte hain. Agar aap kurbani dene ke liye tayar ho, to hi rajneeti mein rahiye, varna chhod dijiye. This as the BJP targets Arvind Kejriwal directly, a women's delegation reaching the president saying that it is the chief minister who's accountable for the suicide of a female Aam Aadmi Party worker, Soni. Take a look at what Kejriwal said.
Pradhan Mantri ji is tarah se bina soche samjhe, gusse ke andar nirnay le rahe hain. To pata nahi aur kitne muddon ke andar wo nirnay le rahe hain. Hamare to MLS ko pakad pakad ke jail mein dal do. Ab to aadat usi pad gayi hai. Roj pakadte hain, 3 din mein bail ho jati hai, bahar aa jate hain. Sabko dal do jail mein. Important cheez wo nahi hai. इम्पॉर्टेंट चीज है क्या देश सुरक्षित हाथों में है. इज द कंट्री इन सेफ हैंड्स कि अगर गुस्से में बिना सोचे समझे इस तरह के निर्णय लिए जाएंगे ये देश के लिए बहुत खतरे की बात है. इसको जितना मैं सोच रहा हूँ मैं सो नहीं पा रहा. सारे MLAs को सारे मंत्रियों को सबको कहना चाहता हूँ ये बड़ा क्रिटिकल समय है. आप लोग सब लोग सोच लो, परिवार में भी बात कर लो. आने वाले समय में ये दमन बहुत गंदा होने वाला है. ये किसी भी हद तक जा सकते हैं, हमें मरवा भी सकते हैं, ये मुझे भी मरवा सकते हैं, कुछ भी कर सकते हैं ये.
Now on to our political debate on the program tonight. As the BJP's Meenakshi Lekhi and other leaders take their fight against the Aam Aadmi Party straight to the president, this after the suicide of an Aam Aadmi Party worker, the Delhi Chief Minister is hitting back at the BJP in his own way, releasing a video where he's now calling the Prime Minister frustrated and rattled and warning his workers that he fears so much for all of them that he feels even his life is under threat. How will this Mahabharat play out and where will it end? Joining us now is BJP leader and member of parliament Meenakshi Lekhi, and from the Aam Aadmi Party, we're joined by Ashutosh. Meenakshi Lekhi, let me start by you. You have held the Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal personally responsible for the suicide of Aam Aadmi Party worker Soni, who, of course, accused another worker of molesting her. Why do you hold the chief minister personally responsible, and do you hold him personally culpable with a sense of responsibility? Because the Aam Aadmi Party is saying that the case was handed over to the police and whatever happened was the police response, not the Aam Aadmi Party's response.
You see, when in an organization a complaint is brought before the head of that particular organization, the organization also act of its own accord. The fact a victim did not get the succor from the chief minister is very clear from the statements she has made in the FIR and otherwise, where she said that I went and met the chief minister and I was compelled to compromise in the matter, and no positive response came from the chief minister. So that is one part, and all these frustrations led to the suicide of this woman because she did not get the strength to fight her matter legally, and technically also the courts came in support of this particular gentleman, where he was given bail, and yes, post getting the bail he even went to the extent of saying, as per the statement of the dead victim, that kapde utar kar tumhe daudayenge yahan se, and koi tumko chah, tum kisi ko pasand ho, koi tumko chahta hai aur us koi tumse milna chahta hai, okay, hum bistar ho jao. That kind of language is what she has stated in the FIR. Now under these very suspect circumstances, the response of head of a particular institution, yes, should have been to deal with the care and institute some kind of proceeding against such culprits. Instead, okay, of that, they simply washed their hands off, and the girl was, the woman was further victimized. So to show the victimization of the woman, it's her statement, it's her FIR of molestation. Had action, stringent action been taken on the molestation FIR, this condition would not have reached where the woman found herself being cornered and further humiliated.
Okay, let me bring in
Ashutosh. Her daughter.
Okay, she has a young daughter. Her husband was also at that press conference. Ashutosh, the fact of the matter is that prior to the case of Ramesh Bhardwaj, who incidentally has been rearrested today, Meenakshi Lekhi, as you may well know, the fact is that as Meenakshi Lekhi says, you have the Sony statement on record in the month of May, where she says that she was asked to compromise. That's point one. Point two is two other MLAs of your party have in fact been accused also of harassment and molestation. So when Mr. Kejriwal releases a video that says that, look, we're being targeted, the Prime Minister is frustrated, he's rattled, that's why so many of our MLAs are being targeted. How do you explain this very grave charge of molestation against two MLAs and now this party worker, where Meenakshi Lekhi says Arvind Kejriwal himself, the BJP says, is directly responsible?
I'm really glad that Meenakshi Lekhi had gone to the president. That shows that Meenakshi Lekhi do not trust the police of Delhi, which is under direct control of Mr. Narendra Modi. So Meenakshi Lekhi and BJP does not trust their own prime minister, who is responsible for the law and order situation in Delhi. That is point number one. And I'm really glad that Meenakshi had gone, because the prime minister of this country, he has CBI, he has a Delhi police, he has all kinds of intelligence agencies. And despite that, the BJP leaders has to go to the president to plead that some action has to be done in this particular
But it's
place.
Not just her, then Ashutosh. There are many other women MPs from other parties as well. The fact is that while the Congress may be leading its own separate delegations, you've seen different women MPs from and women leaders from different parties. So it isn't just the BJP, Ashutosh.
So that's what I'm saying, that Meenakshi Lekhi also concurs with the other member of parliament from the other political parties. Because who's holding the reins of the police in Delhi? The Home Ministry, headed by whom? Rajnath Singh. But Delhi police is controlled by Prime Minister office and Narendra Modi directly. Everybody knows. I don't need to spell this. So that showed that the women MPs are feeling so threatened in Delhi that they have lost trust in Mr. Narendra Modi and the Prime Minister.
So you're turning this back. You're turning this back to make it about the police. Let Meenakshi Lekhi come in there. Meenakshi Lekhi, the Aam Aadmi Party saying it's the police that has mishandled this case. This only proves what the Aam Aadmi Party has been saying, that the Delhi police actually comes under the Home Ministry. So maybe Rajnath Singh should be accountable, not Arvind Kejriwal.
You see, it's not the police action itself. The paraphernalia is slightly enlarged. And if sexual harassment at workplace is applicable to NDTV, is applicable to my office, is applicable to everyone else, it is not applicable to a place like Aam Aadmi Party. That is the point we are making. Number two, people like Mr. Ashutosh and Arvind Kejriwal, who are obsessed with the overawing presence of Mr. Modi, has constantly been trying to make it a political vendetta case. So president is above politics, and irrespective of political class, women from all political parties are concerned about women's participation in the political parties. And if political party is going to be so unsound as they have shown themselves to be, and is going to be so obnoxious towards the conduct of their own women workers, then it is something else where Election Commission and several other agencies should work together to put such threats at bay, because end of the day, it is the safety and security of women, even within political parties. It is not the law and order situation in Delhi which is at stake if a woman of an MLA's wife is not safe at her own home, if a woman worker is not safe in her own political party, if a minority person is not safe with the local MLA, what is the interaction of public with the local representative, that is at stake.
Let me bring in Ashutosh. Ashutosh, look at what Arvind Kejriwal has said today. You know, he ends by saying, ye kuch bhi kar sakte hain. He's talking about the Prime Minister.
I just intervene?
Yes.
He's talking about himself, ki Aam Aadmi Party ye kuch bhi kar sakti hai. Women molestation se lekar suicide karwane tak ka kaam inhone kiya hai. And not only this, the fact, the kind of language Arvind Kejriwal and his MLAs and his MPs have been using is for everyone to see. I think people of this country are far more sensitive and not delusional the way Mr. Kejriwal is. And I call him, he's delusional and he's suffering from some kind of mental disorder for act and behave in the manner in which he's behaving.
All right. those are strong words. And Ashutosh, what Arvind Kejriwal was trying to say about Prime Minister Modi, Meenakshi Lekhi says, actually he was talking about his own party. Let me just read this out for those who haven't seen his video. Ye kuch bhi kar sakte hain, hame marwa bhi sakte hain. Talk to your family. Agar kurbani dene ke liye tayar ho, to raho, varna rajniti chhod do. I mean, is this a serious, is this serious? Arvind Kejriwal is now basically saying the Prime Minister wants him dead. And Meenakshi Lekhi says he's having a mental disorder. Why this video, Ashutosh? Why this video?
बरखा चूंकि मीनाक्षी ने हिंदी में कहा इसलिए मैं भी कह देता हूं. मैं मीनाक्षी की बहुत तारीफ करता हूं, उनकी हिम्मत की, उनकी निडरता की. कम से कम उन्होंने नरेंद्र मोदी के खिलाफ खड़े होने की हिम्मत दिखाई और लोगों राष्ट्रपति के पास जाके ये कहा है कि राष्ट्रपति जी नरेंद्र मोदी कह रहे थे दिल्ली के अंदर महिलाएं सुरक्षित नहीं है, उनके साथ
आम आदमी पार्टी में महिलाएं सुरक्षित नहीं है दिल्ली की,
क्योंकि क्योंकि दिल्ली दिल्ली की पुलिस जो है वो आम आदमी पार्टी के एमएलए के पीछे लगी हुई है, वो बलात्कारियों को नहीं पकड़ रही है. तो मैं मीनाक्षी की बहुत तारीफ करता हूं, कम से कम उन्होंने इतनी हिम्मत दिखाई नरेंद्र मोदी के सामने खड़े होने
जवाब तो दीजिए आशुतोष जी
डाल करके कि तुमसे दिल्ली नहीं समझता. अब मैं जवाब देता हूं, अब मैं
जवाब देता हूं. नाउ नाउ लेट मी जवाब दीजिए इन सोनी जी की.
आई एम कमिंग टू द वीडियो. सो आई रियली सैल्यूट मीनाक्षी लेखी करेज. सेकंड पॉइंट, द पॉइंट इज Barkha, you know, you have been to the Gujarat. You go to the Gujarat and you know what happened in 2002, what happened in 2003. And everybody talks about that how Mr. Modi behaves and functions as the chief minister and how he deals with his own political rivals. Everybody knows it. And in not only Indian history, but even the world history is full of such incidents where how the political rivals are being eliminated. And even the Gujarat, there is a
so you are saying with a sense of responsibility.
So don't be surprised.
I want to just ask you what you're saying. You are saying with a sense of responsibility that the Delhi chief minister believes that he could be eliminated. That this isn't just a political. This isn't just political rhetoric. No. The Aam Aadmi Party really believes. Ye kuch bhi kar sakte hain, hame marwa bhi sakte hain. Ashutosh.
Obviously, if people like Amit Shah is the president of the party and against whom there are the serious charges of murder, we have every right
acquitted.
To get scared.
He has been acquitted on those. He has been acquitted on those charges, Ashutosh. There is no legal case.
No, he's not acquitted.
ये लोग अपने चेहरे पर कभी इंक फिकवा सकते हैं, कभी जूता गिरवा सकते हैं, अभी इस तरीके की नौटंकी कर सकते हैं. This is Aam Aadmi Party. They can do anything. To get the votes and then further to manipulate the public opinion.
Meenakshi, मैंने तो प्रधानमंत्री जी के लिए अनसाउंड माइंड का इस्तेमाल नहीं किया.
मैं तो कर रही हूँ, बिकॉज जिस तरीके की डिलीशनल भाषा का प्रयोग आप लोगों के मुख्यमंत्री कर रहे हैं वो सबके सामने है, और जिस तरीके के कार्य कर्म आपके लोगों ने किए हैं वो सबके सामने है. मैं कोई अकेली नहीं बोल रही है, ये तो सारा इतिहास आपकी पार्टी का बोल रहा है.
अरे मीनाक्षी, मुझे बात तो कर लेने दो, थोड़ी तो सिविलिटी रखो.
आशुतोष, द पॉइंट इज
यू आर आस्किंग क्वेश्चन, वेयर आर द एविडेंसेस. नो नो, लेट मी कंप्लीट.
ओके,
इन द केस ऑफ मर्डर, डू यू थिंक वंस वी आर किल्ड ओनली देन यू विल बिलीव? वंस अरविंद केजरीवाल विल बी मर्डर ओनली देन यू विल बिलीव?
Let Meenakshi Lekhi come in on that.
I know who, you know, what reference you know, I'm trying to give you.
You know, Barkha, yeah, I want to tell, I want to, you. I want to remind Ashutosh.
Okay, Ashutosh, let Meenakshi Lekhi also speak now. Ashutosh, let us speak also.
What Soni said and how she committed suicide.
Ashutosh.
So only when she's dead are these people going to get awakened? The answer is no, they are still not awakened. The question is when the kind of molestation charges another woman has consumed hate and was attempting to commit suicide, and she has been saved by the God's grace, but yet Barkha, this party Barkha, is not working. Their wives are putting cases of threat and charges against their own attempt to their life and being. They are still not awakening. A minority woman goes to the commission and talks about their own MLA. What kind of party is this? That's why I say this is Aam Aadmi Party. They can go to any extent, bring down any office,
I can
do any nautanki. Which you know, we have I all seen on 26th January, and close to that, this man could have a dharna at Railway Bhavan. So this is the kind of party you are dealing with.
Barkha, am I allowed to speak?
Ashutosh. And their own MP can take a video of the security and put it on the
Okay, let him respond now.
This is the kind of party you're
dealing with. Let him respond. Go ahead, Ashutosh. On the specific charge of the Sony case, of the suicide case, how do you, on her, let's talk about her case. Then we can talk about all the other cases. On this particular case that Meenakshi Lekhi is taking to the president, what is the party's defense that this lady before dying said, I was asked to compromise, I was asked to settle? What is the party's defense on that, Ashutosh?
No, Barkha, let me first talk about your first question, which is ask about the video.
Yes.
The video raises a very pertinent question.
Yes.
The video raises a pertinent question. The man who is the prime minister of this country, if he's taking such decisions in such rush way, then everybody needs to get worried about it. That should this country be led by such a person who one day jhula jhuloing with the Chinese ke president ke paas aur agle din pata chala ki wahan jhagde ho rahe hain. एक दिन आप हुरियत कॉन्फ्रेंस से बातचीत टाल देते हैं और अगले दिन आप जो नवाज शरीफ को केक खिलाते हैं, बिरयानी खिलाते हैं. नेपाल जो आपका इतना बड़ा देश था, करीबी मित्र देश था, आज वो आपका दुश्मन बना पड़ा हुआ है. कश्मीर के अंदर हालात खराब है. तो द पॉइंट इज, इफ somebody इज टेकिंग सो इफ somebody गेट सो एंग्री, सो rattled, दैट द क्वेश्चन इज, शुड दिस कंट्री बी लेड बाई सच मैन? आई थिंक दैट इज अ बिगर क्वेश्चन विच वी ऑल शुड बी आस्किंग टूडे.
Let me. You haven't answered my question, but I do have a question for Meenakshi Lekhi. Meenakshi Lekhi went 12.
Yeah, can I answer your question also?
Just hold on for a second, because I'll just get her to respond to one particular point. Meenakshi Lekhi went 12 MLAs of one party, are facing FIRs, 11 of whom are arrested. Do you not think that it will build up a perception that the center under whom the police comes is out to get the Aam Aadmi Party? Do you not think it's politically, in fact, counterproductive for the BJP? Because while all parties have some rotten apples, people will find it difficult to believe ki Aam Aadmi Party mein hi roz ek FIR, roz ek FIR, roz ek FIR. So how do you explain that?
You see, you must understand, these workers are from their political party. They are not my workers. Number one, I haven't abated for anyone to commit suicide. It is their own workers who are committing suicide and who are bringing accusation against their own institution, their own party. The wives are not married to my party guys. The wives are their own wives who are making cases against them. So people also know, the ones who cannot control their own homes, they cannot respect women within their party. What kind of behavior and conduct do you expect from them in public? So public perception is also based on the kind of uthaigiras you are dealing with.
But Meenakshi Lekhi, 12 FIRs of one party.
What do I do?
12.
You ask 12. Them the kind of people they have given tickets to, the kind of conduct these people are engaging with, the wife beating they are doing. I am not beating their wives. I haven't told anyone to commit suicide. And I haven't inducted these women in Aam Aadmi Party who are committing suicide or who are attempting to commit suicide. Please understand, it is the misogyny which is at work in Aam Aadmi Party. And if women are not going to feel safe in political atmosphere, do you expect them to behave and to come out of their homes and participate in the political process?
Okay, let me take this to Ashutosh. Ashutosh, what is the point? Are you saying all 12 FIRs are an illustration of political vindictiveness? Or are you willing to say some may have legitimacy, the others are manufactured?
No, how can it be manufactured? Barkha, I could not have bribed their wife to give a false Barkha, FIR Barkha, or Aam Aadmi Party worker themselves.
Ashutosh?
Barkha, first let me, I have a great respect for Mr. Lalkesh Advani, tremendous respect. You being a journalist, and Meenakshi Lekhi was probably not in the public life then. A very serious allegation was against Mr. Lalkesh Advani in the press club almost 10 years back.
Yes.
Should Lalkesh Advani be arrested for that? Should that allegation be taken seriously? But what Meenakshi Lekhi is trying to tell to the whole world? And if Meenakshi Lekhi has got the guts, she should openly come out and
talk about an allegation related to his family and his children. Is that correct?
No, I'm not saying. See, no. I'm saying I have a tremendous respect. I'm saying for that allegation, don't you think if Modi had been the Prime Minister by now, Mr. Lalkesh Advani would have been in jail. What kind of discourse we are having today? But it is very easy to put anybody here and there, level an allegation, put him behind the bar. Today, if I come out openly and I say, Mr. Narendra Modi has taken 400 crores in this corruption, and I go, so should the SHO will file an FIR? Should he go 7 hours and arrest Mr. Narendra Modi? This is the way Delhi police is functioning. And this is functioning because Narendra Modi is completely lost it. He doesn't know how to handle Aam Aadmi Party. So every day there is an FIR. Every day there is an FIR. There is no action against Karan Singh Tawar. There is no action against Giri. There is no action against Ashish Sood. There is no action against RP Singh. All of them had some serious allegation against them. No, nothing is happening. Only Aam Aadmi Party. And I'm glad that Meenakshi Lekhi has gone to the president and told to the president that under Narendra Modi, the women are not safe in Delhi. I'm very happy that
Meenakshi Lekhi, the fact is that are you picking up this one particular case or are you making a larger comment about all the cases? Because, you know, look at what Kejriwal is saying today. Prime Minister is frustrated, rattled. He's not thinking logically. All MLAs, they can't prove any charge. They come out after a few days. None of the charges actually stick. Do you not think that there's a political miscalculation here, that the Aam Aadmi Party actually gets a chance to play the victim of political vendetta here?
See, that is what my point is. They are a party of nautankibaz and they can go on carrying on with their nautankis. That's a separate story. But so far as Mr. Kejriwal is concerned, I call him delusional. And
Barka,
my language is better than your chief minister. I call him delusional and I call him suffering from mental disorder because if a chief minister has the audacity to make such accusations against the prime minister, you better start understanding what political class is feeling. You must understand. And I call him delusional because this is not the first time he's spoken this language. He's repeatedly using this
one at a time.
And I call him suffering from mental disorder and attention seeker.
Okay,
because that is the kind of politics this man is indulging in.
Okay,
and he doesn't care to find out what is the condition of political workers in his own party.
I don't need to say who is a psychopath. I don't need to say that.
Does it behove you, Ashutosh, on the one hand you object to Meenakshi Lekhi's language, on the other hand Arvind Kejriwal has repeated this word psychopath for the Prime Minister. Last comments, 30 seconds to both of you, Ashutosh first, then Meenakshi Lekhi. Ashutosh.
No. The kind of language Meenakshi Lekhi and the BJP and BJP leaders are using on the live television debates day in, day out, I think you all should understand whether they deserve to be on the television channel or not. And if the kind of behavior and conduct there is by the Prime Minister of this country, we should all think about it, that whether the country is safe in his hands or not. That the kind of Pakistan policies there, the kind of economic policies there, the kind of
let Meenakshi Lekhi get a quick word.
The one call Hurriyat Congress the next day you go and see Nawaz Sharif.
The fact is, from GDP to reaching out to inclusive politics, everything is on track. They have no political opposition left. And under these circumstances, the megalomaniac who has become the chief minister is constantly indulging in delusional behavior along with mental, and he suffers from mental disorder because the kind of language repeatedly he has used, I think he needs to be tested on his own turf, and he doesn't even care how the women workers in his own party are treated with people with power and the kind of indignified conduct they have engaged in over the past 3 years in the political life.
Women are treated in BJP.
I will have to leave it here. I will have to leave it here. Ashutosh and Meenakshi Lekhi, thank you. Thank you. Meenakshi Lekhi saying Arvind Kejriwal is undergoing a mental disorder. Arvind Kejriwal saying the Prime Minister is frustrated. This war taking an ugly turn today, leaving it there. Thank you so much to both of you for joining us on the Buck Stops here.